Well, I think the fact that he's black added a lot to the movie, at least in one particular scene, which is when he and Kevin Bacon are knock on the door at the Markham house, and Mrs. Markham answers the door, and she kind of keeps them there a minute, mm-hmm. and she's mostly looking at Lawrence out of to the mm-hmm. side, mm-hmm. and when she finally says, "Oh, come in," I mean, I think that would happen where I came from, that it'd take a while to think over whether to let a black man in your house.
This is sort of a clannish feeling. The Irish, probably in those days, in a lot of days, and maybe in some areas now, there's still areas like that in this country where people sort of stay to their own groups.
Yeah.
And here's a guy who's in there, and he's a cop, and you kind of get that feel a little bit when Kevin Bacon and Lawrence are interrogating Jimmy Markham and the wife too. It's like, you know, who is this guy? You know.
Yeah.
You know, and he's asking all the right questions. Kevin's, because of his nature, is trying to be more sensitive, but the black man is being more businesslike. Give me some answers here.
Yeah.
Let's get on with the show here.
Well, having him sit on the back, you know, looming, yeah. I mean, over yeah. him is a nice...
Well, instead, I said, why don't you sit over here, and again, you'll be sort of separate, keep you separated.
Yeah.
And then when you stand, you'll always be the guy who's separate and sort of seeing the group.
Yeah. And then mentioning the prison, why don't you tell us about that? You know, when Jimmy says, this was just after I got out of prison, and...
Yeah.
Lawrence's character says, tell us about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great slamming door moment.
Yeah, they all start going, what do you mean? Oh, this again. And he slams down, and as Sean did, and what happened is the coffee spilled, as it did, and so we just kept it thin and mopping it up, and uh-huh. still going on with the conversation.
Uh-huh.
Instead of saying, clean that up, we'll start again. I don't believe in that. I could keep going at all costs, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe something great will happen.
You know, a lot of this is a lot, you know, you talk about lost arts and jazz. I mean, and you mentioned that the sequence that we started talking about that, you know, culminates with the father's discovery of his daughter's body. I mean, a lot of that is exposition. I mean, you know, with Kevin Bacon's character explaining mm-hmm. his relationships mm-hmm. with everybody, right. But there's other stuff going on too.
Yeah. And to take the curse off of it, becoming be expository.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that seems, in a way, a lost art. I mean, you go to a lot of movies and they have you sit through, nowadays, and you sit mm-hmm. through the exposition and...
Yeah.
Okay, now we can go tell the story.
No, to me, the whole thing was the exposition was in the form of questions a lot. This form of Kevin Bacon saying, well, I got this idea. The guy who ran over this way and over this way, what do you think? Oh, I think that sounds good. I can dig that. Okay, great. He cut to the back, and he come back to him, and he said, no, I think the killer went over there and throw him. Yeah, get some divers. Boom. So they're always asking... in the form of questions, they're explaining kind of how he sees it coming down, and then Lawrence Fishburne, Whitey starts saying, "Okay, now where'd you know these guys? Where'd you know them? Are you compromised out here and what have you?" So it's just a way of doing it that I thought Brian Helgeland was very. Clever in taking it from the book, where the book had wonderful dialogue in it,
uh-huh.
but it also had a lot of things of which you could go on for pages about what's going on in people's minds, yeah. and we have to do it with one look or several looks and get the same feeling across. So that's where a good screenwriter.
Yeah.
And help construct it right, and then, but I could have shot it from the book. I think would have been, the dialogue was pretty darn good.
Yeah.